Good morning. This is Liv, Charlie and Jasper with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, in a push to increase the number of residents in the area, three large-scale apartment towers have been planned in the Upper Mount Gravatt catchment. The buildings will occupy five residential blocks along the busy Mount Gravatt-Kaupapa Road and will comprise nine stories, each with a total of 175 units between them. The towers coincide with the Brisbane City Council's plan to invigorate higher density living in zones with businesses and public transport centres. While no activity has begun on the site, a discarded old leather couch and shopping trolley overlooking the site may call for transformation.
Following on from that building news, a backpacker hostel has been approved for the Sunshine Coast in order to encourage travellers seeking out the dining and entertainment prospects at Maroochydore. The council has approved a 90-bed short-term accommodation development on Ocean Street, repurposing an existing building into a hostel for the hopeful travellers. Plans show that the hostel plans to include both backpacker accommodation and commercial tenants, with a gym, sauna, wellness pool, laundry, private rooms and dormitories.
In national news, tunnel workers on major infrastructure projects were repeatedly exposed to excessive levels of silica dust, according to previously secret reports. Air sampling records from Brisbane's Cross River Rail and leaked WorkSafe notices revealed that workers were exposed to silica dust at least 55 times above the standard level, with one breach peaking at 11 times the limit. Silica dust is harmful when inhaled into the lungs and can lead to the development of lung cancer, silicosis, kidney disease, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Australia's workplace exposure standard was halved in 2020, but the standard is adjusted to lower levels for workers underground for longer shifts over several days. Despite growing calls to do so, work, health and safety ministers are yet to determine whether to further lower the standard at the end of the year.
Victoria Premier Jacinta Allen is set to face a leadership challenge at a Labor MP meeting this morning. Yesterday, her deputy Ben Carroll declared that he would run after a delegation of ministers and MPs informed Allen that she had lost the support of the caucus. Allen has vowed to continue pushing, stating that she would contest a leadership ballot. She suffered in consecutive polls and has seen pressures over alleged corruption in the government's program of transport infrastructure projects. A number of MPs believe that the inquiry is needed to subdue this public backlash and that a change in leadership would also require a shift in focus.
As wildfires continue to rage across France and Spain, the mayor of Bordeaux has said he is bracing for, quote, all eventualities, as one burns just 15 kilometres from the French city. Approximately 220,000 people have been evacuated in France and more than 100,000 in Spain, who is in their fifth day of national emergency. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu has warned that this is a, quote, unprecedented fire season for France. Over 13,000 fire starts have been recorded since January, with over 116,000 hectares burned. According to the Copernicus Climate Change Service, Europe is the fastest warming continent, heating up twice as fast as the global average. EU officials have said wildfires could still be burning until early November.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently 15 degrees and cloudy. It's expected to hit 20 degrees around midday with an itsy-bitsy 5% chance of rain this afternoon. The UV index is currently 2 and it's going to peak at 5 in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. and we'll be right back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Brisbane Line acknowledges the traditional owners of the land where we work today and pay our respects to elders, past, present, and to the emerging community leaders. We also acknowledge the important role of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people within the community.